Assalamu alaikum, and thank you once again for logging on to the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. This week's podcast is drawn from The Aim of True Religion, a lecture delivered at Wheat Street Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, September 23, 1984. Here, the minister sketches out the role of black leadership in the economic rebirth of our community.
Yes, sir. What is the purchasing power of black people in America? About $190 billion a year.
Yes, sir.
This makes black people the 8th richest nation on the earth. What's the matter? If we're that wealthy, how come we're so poor? The money never turns over in the black community, not even once. It turns over less than 1/10 of 1%. If black people could make the money that we get turn over 3 times, in the black community, we could reduce unemployment by 40% among our people. The burden is not on white people. The burden is not on our beautiful young people. The burden is on us who say we are their elders. Let us prove it by our wives. Practical actions.
Yes, right, sir.
Leaders, you can't lead with talk alone. Leaders must have programs for the good and development of the people.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Well, hang with me now for just a few closing minutes.
Yes, sir.
Look, suppose a congregation this size, that congregation could give a lot of money if it tithed 10%. Is that right?
That's right.
If I took 10% of every paycheck in this audience, I would have a pretty nice collection, wouldn't I?
That's right.
That's not too bad for one day's work, is it? Now, if I put that in my pocket is too fat. But if it belongs to the church, look at what the church could do. In this audience, there are accountants, people skilled in marketing, in business. There are people skilled in computer science. Is that right?
That's right.
You got people that are skilled here, that are working for some big white corporation where black people get no benefit at all. I'm saying, Reverend, that we ought to put our talented people to work for the people in the church and in the community. Look, you got your money in some bank here in Atlanta. How is that bank serving black people? Why don't we learn how to leverage that money? Now let's see how easy it is to do it. In this audience, there are those who are licensed plumbers, electricians, carpenters, brick masons. We got all the skill in here, and we got young people who don't know how to do anything. They're standing on the corner, angry as all get out, because nobody cares for them. They have no place to go for a job. So the United States Army gives them this beautiful advertisement on television, be all that you can never be in the society. You can be that in the United States Army. Then they take your babies that they don't care anything about and send your babies to fight black people in Grenada. If Reagan is reelected and war breaks out in Nicaragua, which is brown and black people, they will send your sons and your daughters to fight those black people in Central America. Or since they don't like Libya, They will send your sons and your daughters to fight African people. But I say this boldly. I said it on CBS television. I refuse to let the government of America tell me who my friends should be when the government of America has proved to be the worst enemy of black people. If you believe in Jesus, drive the profiteering out of the house of God. If you believe in Jesus, condemn a modern Rome that makes mockery and hypocrisy of true religious worship of Almighty God. You still have to condemn Rome. And because the leaders are weak-kneed, kindness, handkerchief heads, foot shuffling, knee bending, head bowing, back scratching, foot shuffling, Negroes, then all your great fiery speeches are reserved for the church and the beating up of the little sheep. But when the wolf comes, you run like hell and leave the sheep to be eaten by the wolf. You say, Farrakhan, who you think you are, Superman?
Yes, sir!
No, I ain't Superman. I don't consider myself more courageous than you. I'm just in love.
Yes, sir.
Love casteth out fear. If I love my black brother as I love myself, then I will challenge a bear, I will challenge a lion, I will challenge the devil himself for the freedom of what I love. Won't you do the same? The church could buy the building. Buy them. Take your carpenters, your plumbers, your electricians, your brick masons, and take the young people and say, you go under them as apprentices and you teach them how to rehabilitate the homes in the community. Then you lower the rent and pull your people in and give them decent housing. It's very simple. It's not hard to do. Georgia got land that's so rich and fertile, you can spit and walk away and a plant will start growing. But you done got so highfalutin up here in Atlanta. Do no farming. What are you talking about? I was down in the country. I ain't in the country no more. I ain't do no farming. The farm is the engine of your life. Without the farm, none of us could be here. It's the farm that produced the wool that I got on my back.
Yes, sir.
It's the farm that produced the cotton that I got in my shirt and in my underwear.
Yes, sir.
It's the farm that produced the corn and the tomatoes,
yes,
and the okra,
yes,
and the potatoes,
yes,
and the rice,
yes,
and the chicken,
yes,
and the lamb,
yes,
and the beef,
yes,
that make me strong enough to stand here and preach the word of God.
Yes.
Without the farm, you cannot live. We need to go back to the earth. We need to mechanize the farms, organize the farmers who cannot get a decent price for their crops.
Yes,
organize the farmers and plant your corn and your potatoes. And tell the farmer, don't worry, we'll bring your produce to the city and we will feed our people healthy food, not chemicalized death that they are feeding you day in and day out because you are too irresponsible to grow your own food.
Yes, sir.
Can you pick cotton?
Yes.
Did you pick it for massa?
Yes.
You can pick it for yourself.
Yes.
And if we turn that cotton into lint, that lint into cloth, that cloth into fabric, then we can set up a clothing factory,
yeah,
and begin to clothe our people's nakedness and feed our people's hunger. The red clay of Georgia can make many bricks. All you need to do is get a kiln, take the clay, fire it in the kiln, make your bricks, cut your trees down, build your house, but you must have the land. And so the church should enter into a program to buy land,
yeah,
and build on the land. If all the Baptists in Atlanta and in Georgia would unite, the money that the Baptists alone could have,
yes, sir,
you could take the farms and set up a canning factory and have First Baptist peas.
Yes, sir.
Church of God in Christ lettuce. Then the church is no longer a place where people come to be entertained. The church is a place where people come to be uplifted, to leave out from the church with their assignments, and they go out into the field and they work to bring about joblessness.
Yes, sir.
Or not to bring about joblessness, to end joblessness and to bring about the rise of our people,
yes,
economically.
Yes.
It's nobody's fault but our own.
Yes,
we can do it.
Yes, sir.
The church is the answer.
Yes.
The preacher, he's the right one if he will preach the gospel right.
Yes, sir.
And live it right, Reverend.
Yes.
You have your people so happy, they will never leave the church.
Yes, sir.
Your young people will be so happy because you've given them something to do.
Yes, sir.
To explore the greatness of their own gifts.
Yes, sir.
You know, Reverend, in every city in America, the church, instead of buying a theater and making it a church, we ought to buy the theater and leave it that. So that blacks can make movies that edify and uplift. And all over the country, the church will have the outlet for black talent and expression that doesn't have to be corrupted by those who want to mismanage and corrupt our gifts. The church must lead the way, and the monies that come from people buying tickets can go back into the church to buy more land, more farms, set up more factories. Black people, you've got people all over the earth that are ready to do business with you if you would wake up and become business-minded. You can do it. Preacher, you must give them the will to do it.
Yes,
you must never let black people think it's impossible.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. Next week's podcast will be drawn from a lecture delivered on October 3rd, 1981 at Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago, titled, In Christ, All Things Are Possible. To purchase today's lecture in its entirety, go to store.finalcall.com. And remember to log on to the website of the most widely circulated black newspaper in the country for all of your news and information. The Final Call at finalcall.com.